I think people make that decision, like, over time, like, we've made less bad decisions because we've prioritized Christ over ourselves in that situation.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we, in that situation, as we got closer to Christ, we understand that, okay, doing these things kind of hurts the relationship that we have with our God, right? So why would we want to make that decision? It's not like, maybe like ourselves, it would be good for us in that short term, but long term, like, that's not what we want. And that's not what we want to prioritize. We want to prioritize our relationship with God. And so that's why over time, Christ changes us, because we understand that our relationship with God is eternal. And the works that we do and the pleasures that we do now is short term, short lived. So I think as a Christian, that's like why we make those decisions slowly over time, because we get closer and we walk further with Christ, right?
And that's a good point. That is talking from a standpoint in the present, but let's kind of take it a little bit further back in our lives when we didn't know Christ, we didn't read the Bible, we didn't know a lot about that at all. We were making decisions purely out of just the understanding, the consciousness that we all have of understanding right and wrong, bad and good, simple things that we didn't reject, right? We chose, okay, we understand that this is good and this is bad, but for the most part, I want to do more good than bad. And if I do bad, it actually bugs me inside, but people lose those feelings if they indulge in too much negativity and bad things, to the point where their hearts become cold and they no longer feel that guilt anymore, right? So what do you think was God's purpose with, let's say, us in that life when we could still hear God's voice, so to speak, when you were making those good decisions versus the bad ones, right? So God works in your life through that, right? Would you say?
Of course.
Yeah, what would you guys
absolutely
have to?
Absolutely, I don't know. There's no way I'm taking that or like ever eliminating that factor of, yes, God is the ultimate reason why where we are. Of course, it's the protection that, you know, some of the situations I was even like certain situations when we had to go hang out with our friends, you know, our parents like not letting us go. Maybe it was for a right purpose, sure, right? But we can't like always, like we can't paint a big picture on like the idea of like God protection, because then it's like, if you are ever presented in the situation to, you know, ask God for something and you don't receive it, it could really hurt you. It could really change your whole idea of God. And unfortunately, there has been people where they have been like, they grew up their whole life in church, and there's probably so many things that they prayed for but never got in. You know, they just think, oh, like God never answered to my prayers. Like I've heard people talk about this.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'll be honest, I'll talk about myself since, you know, because, you know, when you talk about some other people, people might not understand it. So I'll just talk about myself. I asked God so many times to take the addiction away from me. I genuinely did. But I wasn't doing anything for it. I just kept on like making excuses and saying, you know, it's whatever. You know, God will forgive me. Like, I swear I was so bad. But
we all,
I'm talking purely decision, that, you know, what I'm doing is I'm being a piece of shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this isn't good.
Right.
I started hearing him more and I started to change, because I also made a decision. Oh. Not just like, I was asking for it, but did I really want to change?
Like true repentance. Yeah. Coming from your heart and exactly. Willingness
like
to
that's
change.
What I'm saying, like it really matters with works. How do you show God that you really want this to be taken away from you? How are you really praying to God about this certain thing that you want to be helped with if you're not taking any step towards it, and you just think magically you're better than that person, that's why God should come into your life and change everything and get rid of every addiction that you have and make you perfect because you simply just asked for it?
It's almost like having a girlfriend, and as you get to know her and you get to love her, you get to build a relationship with her. You don't just buy her flowers or take her out to eat or do things with her and tell her how much you love you just because you want her to be with you. You do it just because those are the works that are the byproduct of the relationship.
And you want
to
be with her, yeah. Exactly.
Like those are just the things that you do that you just want to do out of just the love and the relationship that you have with that person. It's the same thing with Christ. Like you want to do works. You want to create an impact. You want to help other people. You want to be compassionate. You want to be a servant. You want to be a being a light because you are saved. Like it's, these works are a byproduct of you being saved. You don't work to be saved. It's you're exactly. saved. Therefore, as you walk, you slowly transform and then you're just going to want to do work. So if you see in your life, I'm not really making the decisions as much as I want to, like really ask yourself, do I really think I'm being saved? Or do I really, how close am I really to Christ?
Right.
Things
and
like
when
that.
You start to ask that, you start to understand there's so much work that you need to do to perfect that relationship with him. And not just call up on his name whenever you need to.
Yeah, just like but calling be, on be, your girlfriend whenever you want, you mean to
you need something,
want her
yeah.
to comfort you or something.
Being yeah. very selfless in a sense and understanding that Christ already did so much things for you. Like stop calling every time saying like, oh, like, can you do this for me, please? Like, he already did so much for you. What are you doing for him? Like, what is that one? Okay, for example, you're struggling with something that you understand to be very sinful. What are you doing towards it? Are you even trying to like change it? And when you start to ask these deep questions, you start to understand you're not doing anything. That's why it's not changing. Not that Christ isn't doing something for you. He already did for you. Like we got to have to understand he already did everything for us. Like when he, the way I'm understanding is when he says you all have been, or you guys are all free from sin is I think he gives us this idea that if we truly repent, you'll be free from it. God, understanding from now, like I was actually free from addiction of pornography. I just had to accept it. I wasn't accepting it.
So change of the identity too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's complicated. And I think works and faith, I think really coexist within each other. One can't come without the other. Like if I don't truly seek for God, there's no way I'm finding it, bro. Like, I'm sorry to tell you, but this is the truth. God doesn't pick and choose people. God doesn't say, I love this person more. Therefore, I'm going to reveal myself to him. That guy asked for it. Therefore, I'm going to do it. And it's also another thing with Christ knowing people, right? Like he knows that I'm able to, be maybe more aware of a lot of the things than some other people, right? He starts to understand that, you know, I give these people, I saved them from this. Maybe he felt something in his heart and understood for a second that Christ or God actually exists, but it's not enough. So like with his love, he decides on some people that it needs to be more powerful. So he does them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you can't really speak on that matter of why did he do this for that person?
But not for me.
And not for me, because you're stronger than him. He needs more help than you. So that's where I'm trying to go with this.
No, yeah, that's why from that perspective when we're saying everybody has a different purpose is that type of purpose is God's perspective outside of our dimension of time that we don't understand, but he knows.
Exactly.
He knows it, but it's just when we do talk to people and explain it to people, sometimes it can be tough when you haven't gone through something, you know? That's what I was...
No, for sure. Like I can't go to someone and talk to them. Like, dude, if there was ever a scenario where I had to explain it to someone what it felt like going from drugs to being sober, I can't do that.
But you've never been there.
Exactly. But that doesn't mean I can't tell someone how to get out from it. There is the way.
Yeah.
To get out of it. But I'm just saying, the friends that we have that might have gone through this might be better examples, because you know people tend to really connect with each other more if they're going through the same thing. You know what I mean? But like, I don't know. It's just like because somebody hasn't gone through something, it doesn't necessarily mean that I can't really go talk to someone about that certain thing. Just the same way I'm never gonna tell someone like or push someone away because, you know, after I share my story and he tells me, yo, look, I've never really gone through this. Does that mean I have to close my ears and just ignore everything else he'll say just because he didn't go through it?
Yeah.
It's just very powerful how any person can do it.
Yeah, people need to really truly understand and believe that God definitely has purpose for everybody. Or they've been put through positions in their life and situations for a reason and
reflection is the key. Like, you have to go back and say, okay, why did this thing happen to me? How did I react to it? How could I have done it better? And slowly implement that in your life by just telling yourself, okay, you know, if I had an opportunity to drink and I gave into that temptation and it led to me being hungover, making poor decisions, what can I do to not put myself in that situation? Simple. When you get offered that, offered to drink, don't drink, right? Some answers are really found in such simple answers, but people just don't want to accept it because it's difficult.
Yeah.